Last year was the deadliest for domestic violence homicides in Cincinnati in 20 years. A local group that helps women say at least 16 were killed, but the number could be as high as 20. This is all in spite of the city allocating more money than ever to the issue. The cause? Lockdown and social isolation required because of COVID-19. You're listening to 91.7 WBXU on NPR One. I'm Jolene Almendadez. Back in 2017, 9 women were killed in domestic violence homicides. At the time, that sparked major change. President and CEO of Women Helping Women, Kristen Trimplin, says that's why DIVERT was started in 2018. It's also known as the Domestic Violence Enhanced Response Team. Advocates go with police to the scene of these incidents. About 70% of people DIVERT works with have never had access to domestic violence services.
So we made progress, you know, and we won't say that domestic violence homicides went down because of our work, but we did see they went down quite a bit in our region, and then they skyrocketed. In 2020, what we were seeing around homicide of women in our city, in Cincinnati, hit 20-year record highs.
3 major factors contributed to the uptick. First, nationally, there was the already existing domestic violence pandemic. Then, mandated stay-at-home orders and curfews have been in effect intermittently since March. Third, Trimplin says institutionalized racism has made the problem worse for Black women. Of the 16 confirmed homicides related to the issue, they made up 13.
It was this triple storm because gender-based violence at its core, it's about power and control. It's about isolation, keeping it behind closed doors, disconnecting that survivor from resources, friends, family, coworkers, neighbors. Well, that's also what the pandemic was doing. So it really became this powder keg situation.
Black women already have the odds stacked against them in many areas of health, says President and CEO at the Center for Closing the Health Gap, Renee Mahaffey-Harris. That includes heart disease, diabetes, and mental and maternal health, where they're more likely to have disproportionate rates of mortality. Domestic violence is another area where she says Black women face unique circumstances. She's referring to a study she'd read about policing.
It was just looking at this notion of women that are Black calling the police, you know, with our heightened conversations and concerns and outcomes of Black men dying at the hands of police officers, right? That there is a hesitation to involve police in domestic issues.
To combat all domestic violence, last year, the city allocated $250,000 to Women Helping Women for the DIVERT program, which is usually underfunded. It's the first time city officials have set aside so much money for domestic violence issues. While the funding helps and the organization needs those kinds of investments, Trimplin says there are still major issues contributing to violence against women that need to be addressed. Among the biggest is poverty.
You know, 90%+ of the survivors we serve live below 200% federal poverty level. 75% of those 90 plus folks, their annual income is $10,000 or nothing.
Survival for these women is about having money. Mahaffey-Harris says financial dependence in relationships, especially during COVID-19, creates situations where women have few choices but to stay in abusive relationships.
When you start compounding already disproportionate factors with loss of job, increased stress and anxiety that we're all experiencing, uncertainty in your economic stability. I'm not saying that that's an excuse or anything, but that's what they're reporting from the New England Journal of Medicine, that this economic entanglement around, you know, unemployment running out, how you're going to take care of your daily needs. And if you are a single family head of household or in a partner situation, that economic entanglement becomes an even bigger factor.
While the reality of violence against women is overwhelming, Trimplin and others refuse to be hopeless. And there are 2 major things people can do to help those they suspect might be experiencing domestic violence.
But if anyone ever, you know, intonates or reveals or discloses to someone, this is what I'm going through, what that person who hears that can immediately say, and it's so powerful, I believe you. This isn't your fault. There's help.
The second thing is to put this number in your cell phone, 513-381-5610. That's Women Helping Women's 24-hour hotline that can also be texted.
Like if our loved ones tell us they're going through gender-based violence, or a neighbor, or a friend, or a coworker, we can get overwhelmed, right, as that person hearing that. We don't have to be the experts.
That number again is 513-381-5610. Jolene Almendadez, 91.7 WVXU.